Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The Sensemaker. Hi, I'm Claudia and this is Sensemaker, one story every day to make sense of the world. Today, the football player who's calling out UEFA's negligence.
There's good news regarding Christian Eriksen, that he is awake and that he's stable. He's in hospital after collapsing on the pitch during Denmark's game against Finland in their opening Euro 2020 game. It happened just before half time.
On Saturday, during a group stage game against Finland in the Euros, Denmark's Christian Eriksen collapsed just before half time.
Goodness, he's gone down there, Eriksen. That's worrying.
Well, this is really disturbing.
Denmark's captain, Simon Kjær, rushed over to his teammate to clear his airways, and medical staff quickly joined him. As the medics administered CPR, led by their captain, the team formed a ring around Christian Eriksen to give him some privacy from the tens of thousands of fans in the stadium and the millions more watching on television. But although what happened to Christian Eriksen was distressing, and although there's little doubt Simon Kjær was a hero in helping to save him, there was another player on the pitch that day who tells an even bigger story. Kasper Schmeichel. Now, you may or may not have heard of him, but he's the goalkeeper for both Leicester City and Denmark. His dad is Peter Schmeichel, a former Man United star. And when the game resumed, a controversial decision we'll come on to a bit later, all eyes were on Kasper Schmeichel, because less than 20 minutes after starting up again, he let in a goal the fans knew he'd usually save.
Poyampalo is the first to react, gets a good head on it. It lands right in front of Schmeichel, doesn't it?
It looked as if Kasper Schmeichel's mind was elsewhere. And how could it not be? He'd just seen his teammate collapse. He'd gone over to comfort Christian Eriksen's distraught wife. And he'd also helped lead his teammates in deciding what to do while Christian Eriksen received medical attention. So the question is, did the football authorities have a duty of care to Kasper Schmeichel and his teammates, which they failed to live up to that day? Now, this isn't the first time Kasper Schmeichel has shown leadership dealing with a traumatic event on the football pitch.
All we've seen was the helicopter above the football ground, spiralling like out of control, and then we've just seen it hit the floor. Big ball of fire just went up. This is absolutely awful.
Back in 2018, the owner of Leicester City Football Club was on a helicopter with four others when it crashed and burst into flames, just minutes after taking off from the King Power Stadium. Kasper Schmeichel had been showing his family around the stadium after the game. He'd waved goodbye to the chairman as the helicopter took off.
Well, I've been at the match and I was standing at the front, you know, and I was sort of standing by the barriers, and Schmeichel came running out and opened the barrier, and then all the stewards came out and the security men, and you just couldn't believe what had happened.
As the helicopter began to spiral, Kasper Schmeichel came running out of the tunnel and round the sides of the stadium. He shouted for people to call the emergency services as he sprinted towards the burning helicopter before realising there was nothing he could do.
I think you come across in your life very few people that kind of hit you and really kind of impact you. He had a really big impact on my life. I think you can see from the reaction.
Kasper Schmeichel has seen someone he cares about in football die in front of him once before. UEFA's decision to continue the game on Saturday, when Christian Eriksen wasn't completely out of danger, has raised some serious questions.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across 3 episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate? And how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
UEFA gave the players 3 options: to continue the game that night, to play at noon the next day, or to forfeit the game 3-0. Only once they knew Christian Eriksen was awake in hospital, the players agreed to continue. But 20 minutes after the restart, Denmark's captain, Simon Kjær, had to come off the pitch after being too overwhelmed to carry on. Denmark's coach admitted his players were emotionally done and exhausted after watching their teammate collapse. And so Kasper Schmeichel has now spoken out against UEFA, criticising the body for putting players in a position they should not have been put in.
The question is, obviously, I think a decision about the game should probably not have been made in the heat of the moment. I think it would probably have been a wise decision to maybe change the rules or the regulations in extraordinary circumstances and maybe take a breath and then reconvene the day after and make a decision on how we go forward.
UEFA's reasoning was that players need 48 hours of rest in between matches during the tournament, and TV scheduling had to be considered too. But as part of their duty of care, maybe the mental well-being of players should have been just as important as the physical. At this point, it was UEFA's responsibility to show leadership, to make a decision about continuing the game, not passing that burden onto the players. What's clear is that Denmark chose to go on because they felt they didn't really have much choice. The worry is that the long-term mental effects on all the players on the pitch could be severe. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. It's made by me and my colleagues Nimmo, Imizav and Ella at Tortoise Media. Our promise to you is to make sense of the world through one story every day. If you enjoyed today's episode, why not give us a follow so that you don't miss any of our other stories? Today's story was written and produced by Imi Harper. The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across 3 episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate, and how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.